This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. You can join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. The us being me, Daryl.
Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go back to Skype, where I believe Stefan is still on the line. Stefan, are you still with us?
Of course. I wouldn't go anywhere.
All right, well, we had somebody that called in, and I just wanted to make sure that I had the right call pulled up. And you were asking about some of the common objections to, why people don't accept libertarian ideals. And the question mainly was about replacing welfare with some sort of private charity. And Heather, I do want to give you a full chance to answer. We just ran up on the end of the hour. You were saying that you think that it shouldn't necessarily be replaced. It should just be done privately.
No, I didn't say that. There are some people that call for an end to the welfare system and an end to this and an end to that, failing to realize that other people can choose to voluntarily fund these programs. So there's no need to necessarily end anything if it can sustain itself voluntarily, is what I'm saying. And I don't think that, that there are people out there that go around, acting like it is a bad thing to accept help in any type of form. And I just think that's a really, not a very pleasant attitude to have. Like, if you don't want to fund something and you don't want to do it, you don't want to, like, your money to go to fund something, that's one thing. But to shame people that are, using help is kind of like, I've seen a lot of that lately.
Sure.
And it's just something, like, as a single mom, like, there's been times where I've needed help. And, like, I've done a lot. And I've always worked and,
Right, you paid into the system.
Exactly. My parents paid into the system. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. My father was in the military for 30 years. And, so.
But to me, the key differentiator is whether the federal government or the state government or the local government is truly the best organization to provide those services to the people that truly need them.
No, because when we can't opt out, there leaves room for waste, fraud, and abuse. And that's the issue.
Right. And that many programs do exist and more could exist if so much of our money wasn't going to taxes where it's involuntary funding. That's the issue to me.
Or if it was going to more like efficient employees and that kind of stuff too.
Yeah.
Because when you have like government run stuff, there's no level of accountability. You go to the registry and it's like, these ladies behind the counter, they can take as long as they want. Their job's not going anywhere.
And you know what'll happen? If people start complaining about how long it takes, then they'll get more money for administration.
Like you go into the registry.
It won't be more money for people that need the help. It'll be more money to hire more government workers, and that's the issue.
So can you imagine, though, if every registry, if the ladies behind the counter and the guys that work there, worked like the people at your local, like, Dunkin' Donuts or something that are running around making like 100 copies in like 10 minutes, and then you go to the registry and it's like 10 people to renew their license, and it takes all day.
I'm sorry, I've lived in the state too long. I can't possibly imagine that.
I sat there for like 4 hours a couple weeks ago getting my New Hampshire license.
And let's give another example of how private charity is so much more efficient when there are natural disasters. People just wind up giving more money to the Red Cross than the Red Cross knows what to do with.
Right.
Yeah.
There have been, in my adult life, there have been, I think, at least two incidents where the Red Cross has said, we have too much stuff. Stop donating money.
Right. And what do you have? You have FEMA coming down saying, no, we're not going to allow those truckloads of water that
Right.
Walmart is donated to pass through because that doesn't fit into our disaster recovery plan.
Or you've got the mayor turning away help saying, I want people to leave the city, while also simultaneously having the bridges blocked off so that no one can leave the city.
Yeah.
Well, something Heather had brought up, you were talking about how some people shame recipients of government help. While I do not agree with it, I can certainly see some of the complaints because, you know, they see it as, well, I work extremely hard and my paycheck gets stolen and they're like, you have some nerve to take stolen money.
Mm-hmm.
I understand where it comes from. Do I agree with it? No. I think we should all just take as much money as possible and let the system collapse.
Yeah.
Right.
But
I do understand, too, that not only does the current system provide for waste, fraud, and abuse on the government's part, it also does on the recipient's part, too, because there's, you know, essentially, you know, we've created a system where people don't have to work. I'm one of those people, I always have to stay busy. I like to do stuff, you know what I mean? Like, feel like my life has purpose.
Right.
But some people aren't like that. They will abuse the system and be lazy and leech off of others. And I don't agree with that either. I think people should, you know, if you're going to be on the system, pay it forward. You know, go to like, your local town meetings. You got all the time in the world. Like, pay attention to, you know, things of importance or something. I don't know, you know?
And that's a good point. And that's something I sometimes talk about when I get into these conversations where it can't be done. It's like, well, why not just push all these programs down more locally?
Right.
Push them down to the state level. Push them down to the county level. Push them down to the town level.
Well,
and then you can get much more efficient.
Because
right.
If you only have 10 people in your community that need to go on some sort of assistance, then, you know, you don't have to pay for, you know, 50 people on the other side of the country
exactly.
In that community, you know, and it ends up people take care of their own. So.
Stefan, thank you for the call. And speaking of people that have a lot of time on their hands, we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know what? The good thing that I am on disability, that I have the time, so I could talk about fat people in Oklahoma City. Did you know that Oklahoma City was, in 2012, was ranked the top 10 most obese cities?
I don't pay attention to what city is at the top of the fattest city list.
This one magazine did, and what happened was the mayor decided, I'm going to crack down on this obesity, and he built 100 miles of wider sidewalks and put more sidewalks in in the city so that it'll be more pedestrian-oriented.
So if there are more pedestrians, then doesn't that increase the chance that a pedestrian gets hit by a car?
Well, no. The more people are walking, the drivers have to behave because, you know, if they hit one of them, it'll be a big deal. So the whole idea is to, you know, the automobiles take a second side instead of the people sitting in their car driving back and forth everywhere. It's supposed to push everybody out walking so they can get the fence.
So before anyone thinks that we're just picking on Oklahoma City, or Sarah is, let's point out a couple other things that Oklahoma City ranks in. 2017, according to Wallet Hub, best place to start a business in 2017.
Right.
Open Table, Oklahoma City, most romantic city in the United States. Smart Asset says that Oklahoma City is a top 10 city to raise a family. Demographica rates Oklahoma City top 10 major market for housing affordability. Wallet Hub also, Oklahoma City top 10 large city for recession recovery.
That's why the mayor at the time was so upset, was that he got all this great ranking, the best place to live, that, like you said, the best place to do business, the most job created, all this, and then in the middle of it, they're the most obese city. But he got really offended, and he was going to, you know, do something about it, and he did. And then actually the obesity, they dropped out of the obesity rating.
So should obesity be illegal?
Well, no, people will be obese, but
right.
You know, there's things to do to,
Right,
well, smoking crack is illegal, and there are people that are going to smoke crack. My question is, because I know that you like to ban things and fine people for doing things you don't like.
Drinking soda.
Should it be a crime to be overweight? Simple yes or no.
No, it's not a crime. You know,
no,
we can't
should
live
it
in a
be?
Democracy.
Should it be? Ah, we live in a democracy. Sarah, thank you for the call. Which means that if enough people vote to make it illegal, it should be illegal.
Right.
Kill all the fat people. Right, Sarah? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. And it's probably gone up a little bit more since they reported on that. And to a lot of Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate that, as we talked about earlier, might be actually getting resolved. There was an agreement. Now let's see if they abide by the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fairly certain that they will be reporting on that at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. And now we have a treat, ladies and gentlemen. There's a caller that he used to call in many years ago before I ever moved to New Hampshire. I would listen to him call in, and then he stopped calling for a long time, but started calling in a couple nights ago, and I don't believe I've ever had the chance to speak to Scott from Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, Scott. Scott in Massachusetts going once.
What's that?
Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'd like to say this. The American people are morons because they do not understand what is going on, nor do they care. As long as they have their bread and circus, that is baseball, football, NASCAR, Jack Daniels, McDonald's, Walmarts, color TV, cell phones, etc., they are fat, dumb, and happy. Meanwhile, Rome burns. Americans think that there is a difference between Democrats and Republicans. There is no difference. Democrats and Republicans merely put on a show for their constituents whom they laugh at and consider morons. The true power behind the throne consists of Goldman Sachs and all the other evil international Jewish bankers on Wall Street.
Oh, hold on. All bankers are Jewish? Hold on. Yeah. All evil bankers are Jewish?
Most of them, yeah. The Jews control Wall Street. And the Jews control Hollywood. The
hold
Jews
on.
Control the media.
No, at various times I've owned stock in banking. You know, I've owned stock in Goldman Sachs. Well, does that mean I'm Jewish?
The point of the matter is that this nation is Jew controlled. The Jews wield enormous power, economic, political, and social. And what they're
do you
doing
mean like
is
the Israeli government.
Because
I don't think you should blanket judgment all Jewish people. It just seems a little
we have a Zionist-occupied government. In other words, the Jews, what they're doing is they're doing what they've always done throughout history in all the countries they've gone to.
What, like?
They essentially destroy the country that they live in, and now it's America's turn.
So what's your solution? Do you have a final solution to this, or
this is my solution? The American people need to throw the Jews out of America, and they would laugh at that idea, think it's ludicrous. But let me tell you something: the joke is on the American people, because if you don't believe me, just look what's happening with Donald Trump. You got Charles Schumer, Adam Schiff, Diane Feinstein. You keep looking at these names.
I'm just curious. Where do you get your content from? Like, what media outlets and sources do you read the most?
I've read various books. I've got my education from Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf. I've gotten my education from Henry Ford. Henry Ford's my hero. He published in the 1920s four volumes of The International Jew, 91 consecutive weeks in which Henry Ford attacked the Jews from everything from bootlegging to jazz music in those days, the 1920s, jazz
the
music
question,
called moron
music. The question was, where do you get your
baseball
news?
In other words, what I'm saying is the Jews are an insidious force in American history.
So
and
you
if you don't believe
books?
Me, pick up a history book. Well, they've thrown out of every country in the world, Germany, Hungary, Romania, Poland.
The list goes on and on.
And there is a conspiracy right now in the United States to take over the United States through three groups. You've got international Jewish finance, you've got international Jewish communism, and you've got international Jewish Zionism. They're all working together to bring about the demise of the United States, and the American people.
Zionism
are
sounds
just
redundant
pumped.
To me. So I got to ask. I mean, you seem like you're very in tune, at least on the economic side. You point a lot of fingers, but would you agree that Keynesian economics is a bad idea, and that's what a lot of the big banks have been pushing, and that's what our federal government pushes?
Our government pushes Jewish economic policy.
No, I'm Keynesian, talking about Keynesian economics.
He's
going
the
to answer
Reserve
the question.
Is
he never
Jewish
answered
why
the question.
Why don't you just call it bad economic policy?
Right.
Call it bad Jewish economic policy.
Scott the Bigot, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Scott the Bigot. And there's a reason he's called Scott the Bigot.
I wanted to see what he felt, about some alternatives.
Right.
I mean,
he never answers questions.
Like Murray Rothbard.
Is that what he called him before?
Or
yes. Again, he was a regular caller for many, many years. And then he was gone for probably 5 years or so, and recently started calling back. There's actually one of the promos. If you listen to Free Talk Live enough, there's one of the promos where Scott's mother picks up the phone, and it was just radio gold.
Perfect. We gave him way more airtime than he, in my mind, deserves, but hey, it's Free Talk Live.
I wanted to make sure that you and Heather were both well acquainted with Scott the Bigot.
No, I think it's sad that he has such that negative opinion towards.
Racism is hateful. I mean, that's it. There's no place for it. In a,
I know he sounds,
at least in my heart, there's no place for
it. He sounds like he's full of fear, is what it is.
Yeah,
I recommend hot yoga, Scott, if you're still listening.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Robert calling in from Bellows Falls. Yeah. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, I just wanted to call in. I had a question, but I want to lay out a scenario for this. But I also wanted to ask, how's Chris, how's your cigarette smoking doing? I was told to call in last week.
Really? Great. Yeah. I'm up from one pack to two. Thanks for asking.
All right. I want to ask you a question about Social Security disability. Now, I talked a little bit about this last week. And, I'm just keeping this in the eye mode myself. I put in all my 40 quarters I'm on Social Security disability because I have a disease, and if I could work, I would, but I can't. All right.
No judgment.
The federal government wants to take away or cut back on people's Social Security disability, even people that have paid in. Okay. My scenario is this, and I'll use Daryl as an example. Let's suppose Daryl was murdered by somebody, okay, we'll say. And I ended up getting arrested for it. I go to trial, and I lose the trial, and the judge says, all right, Robert, you're going to jail for life. I end up going to jail. Now, the only way I'm going to get out is either...
Robert. Hold that thought, and we'll bring you on so you can give your scenario. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go back to the phones, where we've got Robert calling in from Vermont. And you had a question about Social Security, but you were giving a weird scenario to where, in your scenario, for some reason, I get murdered and you get blamed for it. So continue with that weird scenario, and I'm not sure where you're going with this.
All right, so anyways, I get convicted and I go to jail. The only two ways I'm going to be able to get out of jail or get out of prison is either, number one, at a pine box, or get the conviction overturned. Okay? That's the only legal way that that's going to happen.
There's now, also escape, but, you know, that's not a legal way. That's just
Shawshank your way out of there.
Way.
You need a Raquel right. Welch poster.
All right, so I've laid out this foundation, okay, where the courts were involved, and you know, prosecutor and everything. Now, 7 years ago, I went up in front of a federal judge after numerous, you know, denials of my disability. And made an agreement with the courts that I would only go back a certain amount of years for retroactivity, and I would be approved for my disability. As soon as that judge, slammed his gavel on the counter, that's it. It's case closed. It's a court order. My question is this. The Trump campaign, the government and the Trump wanted to cut back on people that are on Social Security disability or wipe the program out completely. How can they do that without not having a hearing first?
Because they're government, they do what they want. I mean, we don't have a say. I mean, we vote for people on a whim, you know, hoping they're going to do the right thing. But once they get in there, they're untouchable, and they do with, you know, whatever they want to do. I mean, it's unfortunate, you know. I would say that anybody on government programs, well, I don't judge anybody on any government program. You know, it's like doing good stuff for the world and being a good person. I wouldn't encourage anybody to rely on it, because what we get from the government today might not be here 5-10 years from now. And one of the things I used to do for a private company, Bankers Life, was retirement planning. And a great quote is, people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. So don't, just plan for the event that someday your, you know, potential disability or whatever the case may be, might be lower, might be higher. They always say try to have all your bills, like 3 to 6 months worth of your monthly expenses in a savings account that you don't touch. Like, these are all just, you know.
Well, I mean, I think that I planned my future out to the best of my ability. I'm a homeowner. I don't have a mortgage. You know, it's just me. I don't have a family to take care of. So I think that I'm pretty sure I did all the right things that I could do.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask, you know, for the disease. I didn't ask for it. It's just one of them things that happens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the years that I worked, you know, without my permission, they pulled out taxes, they pulled out Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. But I couldn't stop that. I mean, I suppose I could if I wanted to, you know, work under the table,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I don't know. I mean, I feel that what I've paid into, I should get that back, you know, because this is how Roosevelt set this up.
I mean, this is kind of like, if you look at it as like, unfortunately, government is like a bad investment that we don't have the option to investment in, but even still, an investment is an investment, right? So, for some people, like that guy, that Ida chick? That was the first one on Medicare.
How is this an investment when it's directly taken out of my check? When it wasn't my choice, I wasn't alive.
The same way as if you're walking down the street and a mugger sticks a gun in your face and takes your money and then says, I'm going to put this in a 401k for you.
That's not an
investment.
But I'm saying this, some people actually do profit off government and some people don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like some people, like that the first person on the Social Security program there that paid in like $20 and got like $20,000 back.
Well, sure. Or bankers.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So it is, in a sense, an investment. So, you know, I would just encourage anybody that gets any type of revenue from the government to not feel secure in that and to plan ahead.
Robert, thank you for the call.
Thanks, guys.
And let's go to Skype. We've got N. Thomas calling in on Skype. N. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm a frequent listener. Thanks a lot. You guys are heroes to me. I just wanted to call in about the NFL. I have always despised American football almost as much as I despise soccer. And one of the biggest reasons why is that almost every major football field in this country that they fill up and make millions of dollars off every Sunday has been built with taxpayer money.
Well,
my money.
I know, but those poor, you're not showing any compassion for those poor team owners.
The billionaire team owners.
Well, I know, but, you know...
They're only billionaire.
If you only have a billion or two, that kind of...
The cannon fodder trainers? Wait a second.
Now
I'm going to come to my second point.
Please.
The NFL and this hero worship they have about these immortal football players. I remember watching the Coca-Cola commercial where he's limping off the field, the Pittsburgh Steeler, and the little kid says, here, take my Coke, you're my hero, and stuff like that.
Oh, Mean Joe Green.
Yeah, exactly. And this is in the wake of the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my uncle, who's missing his leg below the knee because he was a M60 machine gunner in the door of a helicopter, crazy as a rat in a tin, you know what, house, and watching them worship these guys.
I'm not going to lie. Huge Pats fan over here. Love Tom Brady. We won the Super Bowl. I don't think, right, that it's necessarily hero worship any more than, you know, Daryl liking his wrestling. And I think that I don't agree that taxpayer dollars should fund stuff like that. But I also don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah, wait.
That people
here's
like
the
have...
thing about.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing about wrestling. From its farthest traditions in Mexico, wrestling was always known to be a show.
Sure.
Yep, it's a word.
Football
is a game.
Every Sunday, they try to make football more real.
Well, here's where I'm
training people to think that when they replace the football pads with a bulletproof vest and a helmet and they drop them off in some sandy area to go kill brown people for their petroleum, that they're immortal too.
Yeah.
But they're not.
No, okay. You know, I grew up in a military family.
Under a flag.
I grew up in a military family on a military base surrounded by F-15s. My dad was in the military for 30 years. My brother was in the Marines. My uncle was in the Navy and my grandfather was in the Army and we all love football. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's fair to say like, you know, like if people voluntary, right? In a voluntary society, if people can fill a whole stadium like that voluntarily, to me, that's a beautiful thing because people are coexisting, right? This is what we'd want in a voluntary free society. We want people to be doing what makes them happy,
right,
including watching a football game.
But
so while they're
pointing out that
listen,
it's not voluntary.
I'm sorry, but you could make the same argument about going to a human sacrifice.
Right.
Because 50,000 people like to watch somebody get their guts played all over the place does not make it right.
Right. It is today's friend circuses. Do you want to hold this call over, Daryl?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's hold you on the line. We'll bring you back because there's definitely more that can be said and should be said on this topic. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
It's working, don't quit. Dynavite.com. We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Tiffany Jenks.
Remember that name.
Tiffany Jenks. Illuminati in the New World Order remember her. The Oregon police remember her. Murdered October 8th, 2013 at the age of 35. The story of Tiffany Jenks, a woman under mind control, was murdered.
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free, that's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to N. Thomas here in just a moment. He called in about the NFL, the fact that the stadiums are paid for by taxpayer dollars, what he sees as hero worship being promoted by these various sports leagues, and the military was also mentioned. Pulled up an article from SBNation.com from 2015 where Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake of Arizona reported having found in the Department of Defense budget $53 million for patriotic displays at sporting events. None of this include sponsorships in NASCAR, which, according to SB Nation, could total as much as $100 million.
Sure.
Your taxpayer dollar, in addition to paying for the stadiums.
And the wars.
They are paying upwards of $100 million just to promote the military at these sporting events. Let's go back to N. Thomas. You're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts.
Okay, so for the NFL is a welfare program and soldier pre-programming system. I would refer you to, I'm sorry, but The Atlantic. How the NFL fleeces taxpayers. And they really did their homework here. They did miss out on Denver. But they go through almost team by team and show you how much money the taxpayers end up paying into these huge corporations. They cover their biggest investment, the real estate.
Right.
The zoning, the taxes, They all disappear for the NFL. Free land. Wow. Hey, give me enough land to build a free stadium. I could feed 5,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
You yeah, beat it's that horrendous. With your soldier training.
I mean, there's you, a lot of stuff 5,000, like that.
You give me any area that the NFL occupies in a major city in the United States or that FIFA occupies with their soccer stadiums, and I will put in a farm and feed every poor person in that city. Boom. I defy you to say I'm a liar.
Well,
so the bandwagon appeal of the NFL literally turns my stomach. I've been listening to this since 1989.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When I became a conscientious objector, instead of playing on the football team, going to the Air Force Academy and flying a fighter jet. Sorry, but I have family in the military and we all love NFL. That story is so tired. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Heather.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying football. I mean, I do a lot of activism stuff, right? I'm exposed to a lot of like negative stories, government corruption, all that kind of stuff. I watch football as an extracurricular activity. No, there's not. It's a game. They're tossing around a ball. I played sports growing up. There's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong is taxpayer dollars building stadiums. What's wrong is promoting military, you know, like trying to recruit these young men to go fight wars based on lies and bad intelligence, okay? Like, I was surrounded by the military. It doesn't mean I'm saying that everything the military's ever done has been just or ethical or that, you know, like you're preaching to the choir is what I'm saying, you know? Like, but you just seem like you don't like the idea that people watch football, period. And I think that's kind of like a
don't, because I find it offensive. It makes me feel dirty.
But here's what I'm
dirty about honestly, it anymore than watching a movie.
Here's what I'm offended by. I'm offended by number one, that it's corporate welfare. That's what the NFL pretty much represents.
Okay, well,
to
I'm talking about the game.
No, itself. I know. Let me go over my 3 points, and then I'll turn
I'm
everything
talking
back
about
over.
The NFL.
I'm talking about the NFL being the recipient of millions or probably billions of dollars in corporate welfare. I have an issue with that. I have an issue with our military spending money to advertise to recruit. I think if people feel compelled to join up, like I did when I was 18 years old. I joined the military when I was 18. It wasn't because of ads. It was because I thought that was the right thing to do at the time. I have a problem with us sending millions and billions of dollars to companies to advertise to make war look glamorous. I'm offended by that. If people want to watch, if the NFL were devoid of corporate welfare and devoid of military advertising, you know, if it just wasn't getting government money at all, then great. I don't care. I don't care how people spend money. If they want to spend it on a ticket to go watch sports, great. They want to watch it on TV and basically pay the advertisers to put that on TV, that's all right, great. But I don't like federal subsidization of sports. That just is offensive.
Okay, so I have a question.
Even worse, Heather, is the propagation of the machismo that goes along with American football.
Well,
can you name for me one female American football pro
who's
famous?
I think that's splitting hairs.
One.
I mean, look back at Greek wrestling 2,000 years ago.
I don't really care.
Well, look at the NBA. There's no female in the NBA right now.
I get where you're going.
You know what I consider to be when people
I mean, that's
ask
just like
me,
a gender
hey, like
roles
football?
Thing, you know, you can
hey,
fight
do
the
you
team
like
then.
Soccer?
Not
you know
really.
What I say? No, I like man sports.
I don't really like soccer.
Fly fishing. Fly fishing is a man sport.
I do powerlifting. I do exercise sports. I do Brazilian
well,
jiu-jitsu.
What do you fish for when you go fly fishing?
Trout.
I like fishing.
Usually rainbow.
I grew up fishing the Cape Cod Canal, catching stripers. I got my own fish and everything. Okay.
Ben Thomas, like thank you
thanks for the call.
The call. I like college football. And yes, I know that, you know, that's subsidized as well. But the difference, you know, college football is largely funded through the booster programs.
True.
And the college football programs fund every other
sport. Wait, I have a question, though, right?
School.
let's say, right, because everybody that signs up, when you sign up to join the military, you did so voluntarily. Did you not? Nobody in this current country is forced to join the military, right?
Some of them are given an alternative.
But no one's forced.
No. Sometimes the choice is you're going to go to jail or you're going to go in the military. Well, that still happens.
But plenty of young men voluntarily join the military.
I think a lot of them do it under false pretenses to where they're, you know, told
still
all of these.
Still voluntarily.
I don't.
Is it if you're lied to?
I mean, think you could say it's voluntary when you do it because somebody is lying to you, but you don't know it's a lie.
Right.
Okay, well, it's still voluntary.
Well,
okay, if I borrow your car, hold on, I borrow your car and you voluntarily hand me the keys because I say I'll bring the car back Friday at 5 o'clock and I drive to California, have I stolen your car? Yes, I have stolen your car.
No, okay,
but
so
you voluntarily gave me the keys. It was under false pretenses.
But do you not know when you join the military, like what you're getting yourself into? I mean,
there are some people that honestly believe the lies that are told to them by their recruiter.
Let's say that you just completely, put like a full disclaimer, right, that everybody had to read before joining the military, and there were still people that wanted to voluntarily join to fight up and, be a part of the military.
Right. Full disclosure, everybody understands all the terms and conditions. Okay. That's your premise.
Yeah. Okay. So then is it then wrong for, let's say there was no tax dollars involved in the NFL. It was totally, like, just privately funded by the people or whatever, right? And then they wanted to advertise for the military with... then you object to that?
I do, because I object to us having a military.
Yeah, but what if the military wasn't doing all the bad things that it was doing, and it was just a bunch of people
if it
that,
were strictly for the defense, like a militia. The defense of the 50 states, like we stayed within 200 miles of our shores
to having a standing military.
That's a good point. If it were militias, state militias maybe, that could be called up in case of an invasion, then maybe
if the Founding Fathers said that we should have, like, a militia, right, and then... And, like, if your local college, decided they wanted to, honor their local militiamen or something like that, would that be a big deal?
But we're talking two different things. We're talking about honoring versus paying for.
Yeah, but what he was arguing is, like, he doesn't believe, like, the hero worship and that should be promoting it and stuff like that. But what if, it is an admirable thing, right? Like, as a community, if we were, had these other people come in from some far-off land and try to hurt our families and stuff, we would all unite together to protect each other.
Red Dawn type stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of the, what's...
That's completely devoid of what our military's been involved in the last 100 years.
Exactly. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery. Yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenksMurder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.